WCYB Digital Radio. This is today's cybercrime news. The AI trading app called Harvest Keeper saw almost $1 million of users' funds drained through a series of ice phishing and function attacks on its blockchain, according to CryptoSlate. The AI-based app, which promised high returns for investors, was revealed to be a scam, multiple security experts say. A privileged get amount function was ultimately used to drain the Harvest Keeper contract and transfer over $700,000 in USDT to an unknown address. Meanwhile, a smaller amount was stolen through ice phishing transactions across BSC, Ethereum, and Polygon, resulting in approximately $219,000 in losses. From Sussex World, a cyber attack caused major disruption at Tambridge House School, based in West Sussex County, south of London. While no compromise of sensitive information has been found, this is the third attack on schools in West Sussex over the past 2 weeks. An investigation into the incident is ongoing, as students and staff will be issued new login credentials and authorities expect systems to be fully restored in the coming days. The Federal Trade Commission is raising alarm bells about fraudsters exploiting commercially available voice cloning software for family emergency scams, PCMag reports. For years, these scams have involved the culprit impersonating a family member, typically a child or grandchild. The fraudster will then call the victim, claiming they're in desperate need of money to resolve an emergency. AI-powered voiced cloning software can now make the impersonation scam even more authentic, the FTC says, easily duping victims into handing over their funds. The cameraman for sex trafficking ring Girls Do Porn was ordered to pay victims more than $100,000, including half of what he makes working in the prison system for his 2-year sentence, according to Motherboard. Theodore Wilfred Guy, also known as Teddy, pleaded guilty to multiple counts of conspiracy to commit sex trafficking by force, fraud, and coercion in 2021. He later admitted to lying to women about how their images would be used. From Cointelegraph, Jatinder Singh, the Crypto.com customer who was accidentally sent $6.95 million from the exchange in 2021 and then allegedly went on a spending spree, has been granted bail in Australia despite $2 million worth of funds still unaccounted for. The blunder by Crypto.com came about when a Bulgarian-based employee accidentally transferred $6.95 million to his account instead of what was meant to be a $100 refund. Singh allegedly bought 4 houses and a car with the funds, along with sending a portion overseas. Ferrari was hit by a ransomware attack, which exposed customers' details, Car Dealer Magazine reports. Officials say a threat actor accessed a limited number of IT systems, which consequently leaked customer names, addresses, email addresses, and telephone numbers. The company has since began an investigation with a leading global third-party forensics firm, going on to assure their clients they are working hard to rebuild trust. Reporting for Cybercrime Radio, I'm Hillary McClure.